is a very fascinating dimension. The Gemara Yevamah is Samachalaf on the base. Talked about last year, because I am Omer Loma Turbi Yalduso, Yiloma Turbi Ziknuso, Hoylo Tabidim Yalduso, Yilo Tabidim Ziknuso. And all this Tabidim died. Achabar Rabbi Akiva, Etzer Rabbi Seyem, Shabidorum, Bishono, Rab Meir, Rab Yudim, Rab Yasin, Rab Shimon, Rab Aloza Ben Shamua. Haim Haim, Hamidu Turbi Yisashal. Now who's the Rab Shimon that we're talking about? Which Rab Shimon? It's Rab Shimon Rabbi Yochai, it's the Talmud Rabbi Akiva. So we come back. Yilag Ba'omer is the day of celebration of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. We'll look at Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. The first note we have to have, the Chidah tells us that when did this occur? That Rabbi Akiva began to teach to Rabbi Seinu Shabbadorim these five Talmidim, and included among them Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. This occurred in Lag Ba'omer. That's when the new yeshiva opened. So Lag Ba'omer, we can already begin to see its broader significance. It's not only the rise. I've talked about this in the past, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and the Torah that he brought to the world, that I talked about, it was a sign of hope for the future. But it's even more deeply rooted than Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai himself. It's in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva begins his new involvement with his Talmidim, as the Gemara says, "V'heim heim sheheimidu Torah ba'isashol." These were the pillars of Torah and Nadar. In this difficult time in Jewish history, and this begins when on Lag Ba'omer. So we can begin to understand from that what the celebration of Lag Ba'omer is. What's the Avelus? The Avelus is not merely in history because 24,000 people died. Unfortunately, in Jewish history, we would have Avelus many, many, many times over for such happenings. Many, unfortunately. But it's for the Torah that did not bear fruit. That's the mourning, that's the Avelus. So in the midst of that Avelus, we can understand the Simcha of Lag Ba'omer. Because Lag Ba'omer was the day that saw the beginning of the revival of the Torah. So exactly in what we are mourning for, Lag Ba'omer is the counterpoint to that, the Chidah teaches us. So this is another dimension to this Chazal. Another dimension to this Chazal. It is the day of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai leaves the world on this day. And what we find is that the day was a very special day. Chazal tell us that the sun did not set too quickly on this day. Why? Until Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai finished teaching the Zohar, the day did not end. Apparently, this was the day he was destined to leave the world. So we had to leave the world on this day. A person doesn't live a day longer than he's supposed to. But he had to finish elucidating the Zohar to his Talmidim. So this day was the day of his Hizkalus. When he finished the revelation of a new dimension of Torah. So this is the day of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is a figure that we have to analyze. There are figures in Shas who are renowned for their tzitkus. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was renowned for his tzitkus. I do not believe that we have a halacha in Shas articulated by Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. I don't believe so. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was not the one who dealt with the major issues facing Klal Yisrael. Chanina Menoyzer was a tzaddik. It was a poel yeshuas. It was mispalo for people. But he was not. He was not the godladder. Jewish history, there are others whose role was godladder. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Their role, they were the great interpreters, as the Rambam would call them, Atikei Ashmua, those that carried forth the Messiah from door to door. The great Goinim of each era. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, his role was not as the tzaddik. The role of Rav Shimon ben Yochai was ultimately the Goinim Torah. The Gemara tells us that a person that's Terosu Amnosi is potter, is exempt from Tefillah. Who was this like Rav Shimon ben Yochai? Rav Shimon ben Yochai was the one who was ultimately consumed with Torah. His entire life, he did nothing else other than be involved in Torah. There were no personal pursuits. As someone once described in Adam Godel, he said the Masmid is that whenever he doesn't have anything else that he's supposed to be doing, he's learning. That's a Masmid. Certain people are beyond Asmoda. The only way they ever get to do the things that they have to do is they have to stop learning. If they keep going with the flow of learning, then they won't do anything in this world. Because they're not living in this world. Rav Shimon ben Yochai was above the pursuits of this world. And we find in the Gemara on Shabbos, how far this went. Gemara on Shabbos tells us, that Rav Shimon ben Yochai, he lived in the Roman period, a very difficult period. But Omar, his Rebbe, was martyred. Rabbi Akiva was martyred by the Romans. And the discussion came up among the Tanoim, the Yasper of Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, right? Familiar. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, right? From three of the Talmidim. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon. Three of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. In this era. And they were talking about Posach Rabbi Yehuda Ba'omar Kamanoa Masayim Shalom Azuv. The Romans, they accomplished great things in the world. Tiknu Shvokim, Tiknu Geshorim, Tiknu Merchatzois. As we know, the Romans were phenomenal engineers. You travel throughout the Middle East and you see the bridges, the things that they built, some of them stand for 2,000 years. They are marvels of architecture and engineering. Rabbi Yehuda said, look at the tremendous things they've brought to the world. Rabbi Yosi Shosak, Rabbi Yosi Basavit, Nera Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. These are Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Va'omar. Komashe Tiknu, Lo Tiknu, Lo Litzarach Atzmo. Everything that they did, they meant for their own good. They were not out to bring good to the world. Tiknu Shvokim, Lo Yishabahen Zaynes. They built bridges so they could collect tolls. Holach Yehuda ben Geir Mesipa Devraya Vinishmu Lamalchus. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Geir spoke out of school and he repeated what his Rabbeim had said. And when you repeat these things, they pick up momentum, and eventually they reach the ears of the Roman government. Omru, so they said the following. Yehuda Sha'ila, Yehuda that gave us praise is Yis'ala. We should give him an unimportant position. Yosi Shoshosak, and I guess, and he heard also that they ranked us out. You got Yigla. We should go into Golos. Yigla Litzipur. Shimon Shagina, and Shimon who spoke out against the government, Yehorik, you should be killed. Ozal Hu Rei Toshu Beimedrosho. They hid in a besmedrash. They hid out. They didn't stay home. I guess they're afraid the police are going to come find them if they're home. So their wives brought them. His wife brought them bread and some water to drink. And that's where they tacked it. That's where they broke bread, in effect. They stayed there. What happens then? When the situation became the manhunt became more intense. Omale lebrei noshim daitim kalamale. Women may spill the secret. They'll be mitzarei lehud. I'll torture them. We'll galgilon and they'll give us over. So also, so they ran away and they didn't tell their wives where they went. And toshu b'marosa. They hid in a cave. Israchesh nisa ivru lehu charuva va'ina demay. And this happened. How are they going to survive in a cave? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam created a charuf there, and Eino Demaya, and running water, spring. And they took off their clothes to preserve them. And they just stayed in the sand up to their necks. And that's the Kula Yom Garsi. And they learned the whole day. Be Eden Sluya Lofshu. At the time when they started to daven, they put on their clothes. Now this is very interesting. It would seem then that this is earlier in the life of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. He hadn't yet reached the point in life that he was fully at the point of Toros u'Amnos yet. So later on, Tosis wants to say, ha'o mitzli hano kriyashma, that it means kriyashma. You could learn that it means that it was earlier in life. That's another possibility. That he hadn't yet reached that madriga at this point in life. So what happened? So then they got put on clothes of kavarat filah. And then, so that's why, in other words, they wanted to preserve their clothes so they should be able to daven in a mechubidik fashion. So that their clothes shouldn't wear out. Eisfu treisa shari b'marosa. Here we have the Nusach 12, and then the Yerushalmi has the Nusach 13. Yerushalmi in Shvius says that Tamar Marosi Klas Asr Shnit. Maybe because the Yerushalmi counts, the Gemara says they came out and they went back again. So maybe Yerushalmi puts everything together for that reason, and that's how the two stories are exactly the same. We'll see in a moment. So what happens is they spend all of these years, 12 years, under these circumstances. Osa Eliyo will come up Pischa de Morosa. Eliyo Anovi comes and he sits himself down at the opening of the cave. Omaran Loide de Bar Yechai de Mis Kesar about the Gzerosa. In the Roman practice, if the Kesar died, the Gzera became bottle. So therefore, who's going to inform? He made an announcement. Who will inform Rav Yochanan and Shimon ben Yochai that they see that the emperor died in the Xerah's bottle? Nofku, so he heard this, Chozu Inche de Kokarbi Bizarri. Said he saw people that were engaged in the normal activities of agriculture. Omar. So their reaction to this was, Manichin Chai Eulam Basuki Mechai Sho. What's going on? Who has time to be involved in Olam Hazeh? So Olam Hazeh is passing, it's transient. What are you wasting? What's this waste of time for? Komokum Shanosnan and Ayam Yad Nisraf. Whatever they looked upon and reacted in this way, it burned up. It was the Torah that they brought forth, the fiery Torah that was within them, consumed everything around them. Yotzos Baskol v'Omro Lahem. So when Hashemayim the Eibishter came and he chastised, he came out to destroy the world. There's a world. I made a world. Chizru l'Maraska. Go back to the Ma'ara. Don't destroy the world for me. Hoder also I see what Reisa Yarchi Shata. I said for another year, and that could be by Rishalmi as 13, because it puts all of it together, and we have it in two steps, 12 plus 1. Amrei Mishpat Rishon B'Gehenem Yud Beis Chodesh. So they concluded, and the Einish even of a Rosha, is whatever Aveir we did, 12 months is the maximum Einish you have to be. So after a year, we can go else. Yotis of Baskol, so Baskol came forth and said, V'omr Tzumim Araschem, emerge. Nofko, and they came out. Kol Hechad Avim Mochi Rabbi Lozer. So Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon was the same as before. Wherever he looked, he brought destruction in his wake because he could not assimilate the material world around him. But at this point, Avim Mosi Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon had integrated in the year that which the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told him that there's a world. There's meant to be a world. And not, I guess, not everyone in the world is meant to be Rabbi Shimon. And they exist side by side in the same sphere. And therefore, his Mosi Rabbi Shimon, with his look, he was able to integrate that into the world around him. The world stands on the tomb of us, meaning to say that don't worry about the rest. The world is made for Yechidim to be Anshei Maila. Like the great, great Madregas, that's for Yechidei Hadar. So if there are a couple of great people in the world like ourselves, that's enough. The rest of the world is meant to be a world. So don't, you know, whatever there is, so just accept the world for what it is. They saw this old man that was carrying like two stalks of Hadassah. And he was running Ben Ashmoshes, during Ben Ashmoshes. Omar lay, so they stopped him. Hani lo malacha. What do you have these two Hadassah? Omar lehu lichvayit Shabbos. Covered Shabbos, I guess. They beautified the house. They brought a nice aroma to the house. Ruined flowers. They brought Hadassah. They swarred them like aromatic, you know, stalks. So, v'tiski l'chob chad. No, if you want a nice aroma, yes, one is also enough to make a nice aroma. What do you need two for? They told him, chad keneged zohar, chad keneged shom. Have to celebrate, indicate the both aspects of Shabbos. According to Dinah de Gemara, you're talking that you need one there on Shabbos, that's all. The fact that we have two, that's connected this inyan of Zohar v'Sham. Omolei livrei. So we said to his son, Chozi kama chaviven mitzvahs al Yisrael. See how chaviv the mitzvahs are. For his oinek, he could have had one, and that would have sufficed. But the kavod of Shabbos is so dear to him that he brought two to celebrate Zohar v'Shomer. So despite the fact that the Yidden are involved in this world, but you see the chavivus ha-mitzvahs that they have. Is Yosef d'Atayu, so this calmed down the Rolozo. That the world and the people in the world are something to them. The Gemara goes on to tell us, Shomer Rapinchas ben Yor, Chasne, Rapinchas ben Yor, the son-in-law of Shimon ben Yoich, I heard that they had to come back. V'nofig la'ape, and he came to greet them. Ayla de Beivane, and they came to the, he brought them to the bathhouse. And what was the purpose of it? The purpose of it was, Orach Leila Bisri, apparently to comfort, you know, his skin from all the, he's lived in sand for so many years. His skin was not in the best condition. He needed to go to the bathhouse to comfort him. Chosadav be pile begufe, so like his skin was cracked all over. Habakabochis or Pinchas Benyor cried. His eyes, tears poured forth, and he cried out, "Woe unto me that I see you in such condition." And what does Rav Shimon ben Yochai tell him? To the contrary, fortunate are you that see me in this condition. Why? If you had not found me in this fashion, no matzosa bikach. You would not have found such Torah in me. It's only because that I had these years, 13 years in isolation, away from the world, that I became what I am in Torah. Well, why? When Rav Shimon ben Yochai asked the question, Rav Pinchas ben Yor would give 12 different terutzim into it. The soif gave a makshir Rav Pinchas ben Yor kushi avam farakle Rav Shimon ben Yochai esru abo aperuke. So he was a radical change of his godless in Torah. Means previously Rav Pinchas ben Yor was able to resolve all the Rav Shimon ben Yochai's problems. So that means his problems Rav Shimon ben Yochai couldn't resolve. And after he emerged from the Ma'ara, he had a multitude of answers to every question that Rav Pinchas ben Yor asked. So what do we celebrate with Rav Shimon ben Yochai? That is tzidkus. Rav Shimon ben Yochai would celebrate the Torah. He was the ultimate living Sefer Torah. And what's his perspective? His perspective is not on tzidkus. His perspective is on Torah. Now, he was obviously massively great before he went into the Ma'ara. He was a Talmud Rabbi Akiva. But what takes place in the Ma'ara is a metamorphosis. 13 years away from the world, undisturbed. This becomes the Rav Shimon ben Yochai of history. Different mitzvahs. That's what I say. The Rizam Mashmos. That this Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who was the Tarosulam Nosor, that was Porush from all the Nyonei Olam Hazeh, is after the Ma'ara. Because the Ma'ara doesn't tell us that before the Ma'ara he had this perspective. What happened before the Ma'ara? Why didn't he go around and destroy the world with the beloved Rav Shimon? Why didn't they have this perspective? This perspective emerged in the Ma'ara. And the precious from this world, and the total focus on the pursuit of Ruchnius in these years. He had, in effect, this was a mini Dor HaMidbar. Le'nitna Torah Eloloich Le'amon. Klal Yisrael, when did they have a chance to thrive to the utmost in Torah's in the Midbar? Because the Wa'ich Le'amon, you have to worry about business, about Parnassah. Parnassah was taken care of. So they learned. Rav Shimon ben Yochai for 13 years, for one third the period of the Midbar, he was Be'oich Le'amon. He was in a Ma'ara, totally separated from the world, from communal responsibilities, from leadership responsibilities, responsibilities of Parnosa, Eivishti gave him a nes, made Parnosa, his own mon. And there is B'mashma, that's when Rav Shimon ben Yochai emerges, that's when he becomes the Rav Shimon ben Yochai of Tarosulam Nosri, totally beyond this world. So this is what we celebrate in Rav Shimon ben Yochai. There were countless. He was a man of miracles. He was a man of Nisan. But the Chayyur Pshat is, what was his essence? His essence was the Torah. Everything else that he was stemmed from that Torah. That he was a miracle worker. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, the perspective of Rav Shimon ben Yochai is the giant of the halacha, the ultimate masmid among the Tanoim. When we point to someone to Rosso Amnoso in this era, in the epoch of the Tanoim, is Rav Shimon ben Yochai. He's the example. Means among the Tanoim he stood out as unique. You don't even find among the Amor, this was not the derech, even of the Tanoim and Amoroim in this regard, to be like Rav Shimon ben Yochai. The Tanoim and Amoroim had trades and professions. That was the norm in Klal Yisrael until somewhere in the period of the Rishayim. Apparently it changes. Somewhere in that period. Rav tells us Rava was the god Lador at his time. That Rava was a farmer. And he told his Talmidim, 2 months a year don't show up to learn from me. Don't come in Nisan and don't come in Tishrei. That's when I take care of the farm. And why? He said, if you're going to come in those 2 months, you're not going to have a Rebbe for the rest of the year. This way, 2 months a year, I'm busy with my parnasa. 10 months a year, I have menuchas hanefesh. I take care of what I have to, and the rest of the year, I'm dedicated to you. But if you disturb me in those months, and I can't take care of my parnasa then, so my parnasa is going to schlep over the whole year. I'm not going to be a good Rosh Hashanah for you the whole year. The Gemara says that harbei osuk Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Many attempt to do what Rav Shimon ben Yochai did will also be on them. This is a derech of yechidim in Jewish history. Very, very few yechidim of this level of precious from Olam Hazeh. The Vilna Gaon was such a person. The Chazal Ish was such a person. That they were totally porosh from Olam Hazeh. This was unique. But this was not the norm for Klal Yisrael, and not even the norm for Tanoim and Amoraim. But this was Rav Shimon ben Yochai. From that comes all the godless of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Everything that we celebrate is to celebrate the Torah. Which Torah? It's interesting. Rav Shimon ben Yochai represents the Torah Yedei Hadchak. The Torah which is acquired under different difficult circumstances. He did not live in a tranquil period in Jewish history. After him was going to come Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And his sons, Rabbeinu HaKadosh and his son, Rabbi Elazar HaShem, were contemporaries. And that would be a tranquil period in Jewish history. But Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was not zoicha to that tranquility. He lived in very harsh times. And under harsh conditions emerges Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. He represents the Torah Yedei Hadchak, the Torah of Golos. In Eretz Yisrael, but he represents the Torah of Golos, Rav Shimon ben Yochai. And that's perhaps the significance of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, in Lag BaOmer, that Torah will survive not only the tranquil periods, the times of the Rabbeinu HaKadosh, but in the difficult times, in the harshest areas of Jewish history, therein will emerge the Rav Shimon ben Yochai, the giant in Torah, the Nigla, the giant in Nista, the one that articulated the Zohar. And the Yerushalmi tells us, Yerushalmi is in the Perek Tes of Shvi'is, Halacha Aleph. Chayin havas le Rav Shimon ben Yochai of a tomer b'marosa tlosa asa shnidru b'maoras charuvim, in a mora with charuvim, as we saw. At shehele gufo chaluda, it's like the body became rusty, in other words, it was worn away. V'sayv tlas asa shnin omer lina nofik chami makola ba'alma. Let's go test the waters of the world. Nofik v'yosev le atuma de marosa. And he went, and he crept out as far as the opening of the Ma'or to try to gather what was going on in the world. Could he leave or not? Chomo chatzayit tzayit zipur. He saw a hunter who was hunting birds. Poras mitzudose, and he set out his nets. Shoma braskola baskol omra. Some words missing here, which the Vilna Gaon adds, that if it was going to be captured, it was proclaimed in heaven that it would be captured. If it would go free, so the Baskel proclaimed that it would be free. The Baskel said, Dimos v'ishtezvon, it was Tziporah, and the bird escaped. Omar Tzipora Mimbala Yeshmaya Lo Yivda. Kol Shekein, or Lo Yitzda, I think is the word it's supposed to be. Isn't that the way the Bro has it? It's not the birds without the Dvar Hashem won't be captured. Kach Kol Shekein Barnash. So it's certainly Barnash, certainly a person. If the such Ashgocha brought this for the birds, and we're not the Ikar of this world, that everything is preordained in heaven, then for people too, that must be the same thing. So now we saw that, I don't translate it, that the situation was propitious. In other words, he gathered now information and he discovered the fact that the emperor died. So let's go down to the bathhouses of Tveria now. So, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, what prompts him to take the step is a siman min hashamayim. That the realization, that to a new extent apparently, that HaKol Bidei Shamayim. So he comes forth, and then he discovers that the emperor has died. And probably he's going to be safe. So he comes forth. He was a man of phenomenal moves. So he comes to Tveria. He had hidden the area outside Tveria. He comes to Tveria. And he feels the following. Omar, he tells his son, Tzricha monu lasas takono. We have to do something for the benefit of the people of Tveria. Also of Asena Rishonim, like the Ovestit. Yaakov Avinu, when he comes to Shchanes, Vayichan es Pnei Yoyosh, Yoysin, it Leizin, Umoichon Mishuk. He made a system of marketplaces to enhance the commerce of Shchem. Because he was saved from Esau. Omer Nitke Tveria. We're going to be Metayer Tveria. Means any place that a kever was lost, we're going to uncover that kever. So the people know exactly where you can go and where you can't go to Kayadim. So what did he do? Babinosov Termason. And he took this tormus as a vegetable. And umakatsits, he cut it down, cut it up, umaklik, and he threw it around on the ground. And he wherever there was a mess, the mess rose up to the top from the ground to the top of the earth. A man of phenomenal nisim.
And he had to be buried.
What? He had to be buried. But this wasn't the place where they should be buried, on roads where people were supposed to go.
Oh, so
they
moved them.
Yeah, a solid kusi. So there was a kusi. I presume he means a Jew, but he wanted to make trouble for him, whether it's a goy or a yid, but it could be a Jew that was an apostate. Omar Lina Ozol Mapli Bahadin Sabi the Odudoy. I'm going to go, and he put down Mason in the area which had already been cleaned out by Rav Shimon ben Yochai. He says, I'm gonna do him in. So he went and he buried a mess in an area which Rav Shimon ben Yochai claimed to have cleaned out, north of Chadmis, also the Itmari. Hein Didochi, in a place where he had cleaned. Also the Garo Rav Shimon ben Yochai. And then he came to Makar Rav Shimon and said, Lo Dochis, you didn't know, what are you up to? You're a faker. He says, you didn't clean out the mason. Asar Plan, he said, this in this place. And I'll show you that you left over, I know there's a mess there that you didn't find. It's so for Rav Shimon ben Yochai Baruch HaKodesh. So Rav Shimon ben Yochai saw Baruch HaKodesh in Nos Neshon. So he understood what happened. Omar, Geizer on Yalecha, Elohel Yonim Sheyerdu, Valatachtonim Sheyalu. My gzeira is, you know what happens? Those that are above the earth should be swallowed by the earth. And those that have been swallowed by the earth should come up. V'chein havis lei, and that's what happened. He wanted to undermine the Kavod HaTorah of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam stood up for his Kavod. But ultimately for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Kavod. V'chein havis lei mi'ovar kumen migdala. He passed by a certain migdala, a watchtower. Shoma Kole de Safra, there was one of the scribes was in there working. Omar Ahobar, Yoichim Adaki de Tveria. Oh, here's the guy in the charlatan, right? Yeah, this Rabbi Yoichim who claims that he's cleaned up Tveria. No, he was ma. Omalai Yovo Alai Imlo Shamat Shetveria Sidali Tor. He says, the Oivish should give me an Oinish if they haven't said Menashamayim. That Tveri is going to be cleaned out. Now, filu kein lo hemnen, and nevertheless, even though men hashamayim, they said that the mason were going to be cleaned out of Tveri, he still didn't believe it. In other words, meaning after everything that he did, and all the moifsim that he did to go around, that the mason came popping up, he still didn't believe it. Lo hemnen habas miyad nasa gal shalad zonlois. He turned into a pile of bones. Rav Shimon ben Yochai is a wondrous figure. Here we have Rav Shimon ben Yochai with nes after nes. He recovers the mason benes. The person attempts to undermine him. The Rav Shimon gives him Ruach HaKodesh. And Ben HaShemayim, the earth swallows the person up, the Koyrach was swallowed. Another person mocks him, the Rebbein Shem destroys him. Because of Shimon ben Yochai, he represents ultimately is the Torah himself. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, everything that Rav Shimon ben Yochai is the Torah that Rebbein Shem has given him. So it's the perspective that we have to have on Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Rav Shimon ben Yochai is the Torah that's given to the Dor. The greatness in Torah that Rav Shimon ben Yochai was. So that's what we celebrate with Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Now it's interesting, in the Gemara itself, the Gemara has also another sequel to the story with Rav Shimon ben Yochai. And in the story with Rav Shimon ben Yochai, tells us the following. At the end of our story, we have the following ending. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Omar Ahu Sova, Tia Rav Yochai Ber. He says, Rav Shimon ben Yochai cleaned up the Beis HaKvaros. This was an inappropriate comment. He was criticizing him as if it's a fact to say that you can't end the tumah of a Beis HaKvaros. So, Omalei Umalei Hayisei Monu. If you hadn't been with us, it would be bad enough. But Rafilo Hayisei Monu Velo Nimnesi Monu. And if you had been with us, and you weren't part of the ones that agreed to this, Yofa Ato Aymer. Achshav Shayisei Monu Velo Nimnesi Monu. In other words, would it be fine what you said, even if you weren't part of the Chabur? But you were part of the Chabur that was masking to this. The Zainas, it's good for their business to help beautify each other, even though they're competitors. So it's the Moshul, Chazal says, so Talmidei Chachamim should enhance each other's reputations. What are you trying to undermine, man? Yoav Einei, Bei Rabbi. He looked at him harshly, v'noch nafshe. Nofak l'shuka chaz Yehuda Bagerim. He meets up with Yehuda Bagerim. Now Yehuda Bagerim spoke out of turn. Because Rehuda ben Geirim is the one that caused Reb Shimon ben Yochai to wind up in the Ma'or. Because he went and he spoke. And the news reached to the Ezra Romans. Amar Adayin Yeish Lezeba Ayla. He says he was wondered that the Rabbi Shalom allowed him to live so long. Nosen Bayeinov. He looked at him in a negative fashion. Lasol Gal Shalatzomis. Rashi says, what was the significance of Gal Shalatzomis? Kimesh Nirkav Besoro, the Norfolk Bisman Harvey. His situation now becomes as if a person that died long ago. In other words, in effect, that from the time you did what you did, it was all over for you. Not from now. Yitochen that in Rav Shimon ben Yochai, at the level of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, there's a certain aspect of the Midas Adin to it. Those things are at the strictest standard in his sphere. And therefore, those that, in effect, run afoul of Rav Shimon ben Yochai is the Ribbono Shel Olam at that level has special demands to protect his covet. But we celebrate the godless of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. The Rav Shimon ben Yochai is ultimately is that goyim b'ter, that's what it represents. The amelus b'ter, under the difficult conditions of ter. And as I said, that's perhaps the dimension. Rabbi Akiva begins the process of the revival of ter on Lag B'Omer. And Rav Shimon ben Yochai's life ends on Lag B'Omer with tremendous revelations of ter. He represents the strivings for ter in the darkest hours of Jewish history. His life. From the time he comes on a Lag B'Omer to Rabbi Akiva to the time he leaves the world in Rabbi Akiva. And that's perhaps the side of the celebration of Lag B'Omer. That in the Golos and in the time of the Goyenic period when he enacted it, the Sphere, but Lag B'Omer remains the day, that's the future, that's the Osset of Klal Yisrael. In the death and the demise of the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva are the dark hours in Jewish history. And the day of Lag B'Omer is the signpost for the future. And that's the celebration, that's what we celebrate. It's not merely that the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. But this day celebrated the revival of Torah. Rabbi Akiva's new Talmidim. The life of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, which begins its significance perhaps on the day he comes to Rabbi Akiva, and it ends again on Lag B'Omer. And everything that transpired between those two points is what we celebrate on Lag B'Omer. That's its significance. Good night, Rabbi Akiva.